You know, before I get started, what a blessing to have young people that, well, you can just tell. I mean, they've got a heart. You know, something about the music that, you know, music evolves. And it used to be you had, well, I mean, every session that God's got in things in life is different. And the music now, look at the words. Pay attention to the words. Don't just, I mean, because the words, if you listen, like tonight, it covered my sermon. They had no idea where I was going. Titus, who was on the drums, who's in charge of this group, does a tremendous job. The voices, this little gal, I can't think of her name, Rebecca. Where'd she come from? I mean, just all of a sudden, I mean, these kids are just, I mean, very anointed. And but make sure and pat them on the back and yes, encourage them, because honor is due there. They don't take this lightly. They were here last night practicing. Was it last night I was up here? Yes, last night I was up here for a couple hours working in the coffee shop that we're trying to get going. And while I was here, they were practicing, and then they were here again, I think a quarter of six, I think, today, practicing. Just tremendous what God's doing, I'll tell you. And I don't know how many young people we had, but more than you all, I believe. Pretty close match there. We were blessed. God is so good. I've got a lot of scripture that I'm going to be looking at tonight. And one of those nights that what I'm preaching, I'm going to have to stand on. I turned around and shared with Sandy. Just a crazy day, mind-wise. Anybody have a crazy mind day? Hello, Pop. I didn't know you were here. Can't see me. Can you hear me, Dad? Okay. Dad, how old are you now? 92. Made three services in a row. I'm going to move your chair over here where you don't have to walk as far. He's just looking. Go to Ephesians, if you will, chapter 1. Title of the message, Understanding His Power. Ephesians chapter 1. I'm going to get me some background music because you guys have been so quiet lately. Do, 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 do. Somebody's responding back there. Where is the little one? I can hear it occasionally. Ah. How old is that little one?
One.
And then you get to have the wonderful twos. Threes are worse. I didn't know that one. I wait till they're big enough I can punch them around. You know, 11, 12, 13, then I can, you know, then they can whip me. I want to talk about it. I want you to, if we can grasp the scriptures that I'm reading tonight, you can fix anything that's going on in your life. Now, by fixing, I'm not saying that the problem's resolved, but it will be in your head, which will come back to your heart. From the abundance of your heart, then your mouth will speak. We've got to come to the place in our walk with the Lord, folks, that it does not matter what's going on. The power of God has been placed inside of you. The anointing of God. I love talking about the Holy Spirit, and that's basically what I'm talking about. Once you said yes to Jesus, you received the fullness of Christ inside of you. Now, where it's located, it doesn't matter. He's in every cell of my body. He created me. But if you grab it, and you have to, that's the only thing. We have to believe that he died for us and he rose again. But you got to believe what you believe. I mean, we believe it, but if we really grasped the word of God and what it says and allowed that to really be, when things go wrong, you don't go to the problem. You don't, like Connie said, you wake up in the middle of the night, you don't think about the things that are going on in your mind. You don't think about the problems in your family. You don't think about the problems of life. You do not go there. That is the enemy's playground. You, thank you, Lord. Lord, thank you for just being with me right now. Thank you, Lord, for taking care of this. You will be blown away. If you haven't done this, you will be blown away. You cannot pour salt water and clean water and for it run together. So if you stay in Jesus, the other will pass away and you'll go back to sleep. Why? Because he's inside of you. Why? Because he has work he wants to do inside of you. Why? Because he wants to transform your mind and get all this clutter out and trust in him. And I don't care what's going on, he'll fix it. Ephesians 1, I want to read from 17 to 19. 16 talks about he's praying, make mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. We've been talking about grace on Sundays, but here's just another example of it's not you. It can be you. You have a free will. You can try to overcome things in your own ways. You can try to do things in your own. But bottom line, the answer to what you're going through, and everybody here's got something going on in their life. I don't care how perfect we all look at each other and think, well, they've got it made. Everybody struggles. Absolutely. Everybody has things going on. But see, if we can grasp the answer to this, if we can, I'm wanting to go back to the groundwork of what we believe and then believe what we believe. Because if we believe what we believe, nothing. There's nothing going on in your life. I don't care. Nothing. That'll affect you because it's already been taken care of. It's already been accomplished, but I have to have more than just a knowing of that. I have to have the knowledge of that. I have to have the understanding of that. I've got to get that so deep down inside of me that when anything happens, my response is immediately back to what he has said and what he has done. And all I have to do, I don't have to know a lot. All I have to know is what I believe. Because he said I don't have to do anything. He told me in the scriptures, I don't have to do anything to be saved except believe that he died for my sins and he rose from the dead. That's it. In that, though, I have to believe what the rest of the scripture says that happens when that happens. You know, it's like getting in your car every morning and never, ever put gas in it. It'll only run so long. You can't run a car by faith. But our salvation, you run by faith. Our walk with God, you run by faith. That is the fuel that keeps you going. If you believe it, you've got to really believe it for it to continue to work in your life. He's such a grace-filled God that he picks us up all the time. It's like the little baby that's learning to walk. You don't, once it falls once, you don't say, don't bother ever getting up, you'll never do it. You pick him up, and you're excited about his first step. You're excited about his second step. You're excited about him getting into the cabinets. You're excited about him climbing on the cabinets. You're excited about him driving a motorcycle. You're excited about him maturing and growing into the things of life. God is the same way. He never quits on you. He never gives up. And he's made a way, and it's a simple way. The power that comes, folks, comes through the blood, through the cross, and through the resurrection. And those simple things are deep, but they're simple if you grab a hold of them. Go to Hebrews chapter 9. You say, where's Hebrews? Just keep going toward the back. Hebrews chapter 9. And if you've got a If you've got an iPhone and you look at it, the only one trouble with an iPhone, you can't underline anything. Well, I guess you could with the new ones. I'm sure you can do anything you want. Chapter 9, I want to read from 11 to 14. Listen to this. But Christ came as a high priest of the good things to come, with the great and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is not of this creation, not with the blood of the goats and calves, but with his own blood he entered the most holy place once for all, having obtained eternal redemption. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of the heifer sprinkling on the unclean sacrifice for the purifying of the flesh, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, cleanses our conscience from the dead works to serve a living God? Number one, you had to have from the beginning of time, there's always been sacrifices. There are even sacrifices in the occults. But there has to be a sacrifice. Jesus came. This is the blood. He came to be that final sacrifice. Well, what was the sacrifices for? The sacrifices for taking care of your sin through that year. They were covered. And I shared Sunday, interesting part about that, they would tie a rope to the priest, one of his legs, and they would keep a rope outside the curtain so if he died, they could pull him out. Because of the presence of God. If he did anything wrong, if he wasn't prepared when he got in there, then he had to come out and they had to send somebody else. Could you imagine how you would feel if he was next in line? Lord, I'm so glad we got God that fixed all that. So Jesus came, and the blood that was shed took care of our sins. Now you all know this, but do you know this? See, the blood of Jesus was shed for you and I, for all my mess. All the stuff I didn't even know I did wrong, and all the stuff I chose to do wrong was covered by the blood of Jesus, was taken care of by the blood of Jesus. It was done. That is a groundwork. That is something that you've got to get in you. Yes, I believe that the blood was enough. If God said it was enough, it was enough. If he said, I need a perfect sacrifice, this was from now on. This used to be for the priest. This was a yearly thing. This was a constant going on of sacrifices like a lot of your religions have. They still do it. They still do things on that ceremonial side that's not there anymore. Jesus died for all of that. He took care of all that. I've got to get that in me, though, to the place where I know I need forgiveness and I know I need deliverance. See, it's one thing is getting forgiven, but then I got to be delivered from me. Yeah. I got to be delivered from this old nature that tried to kill me from the beginning. I've got to get rid of this old nature that's trying to pull me down. And that all takes place because of the blood of Jesus. Listen to this scripture in New Living Translation. Philippians 1:19 says, I know that as you pray for me, and the Spirit of Jesus Christ helps me, this will lead me to deliverance. Where is that Spirit? That Spirit has been inside of you once you believe. Once you recognize what the blood did and you believe in the blood, you believe in what the blood's done for you, it's done. You are forgiven. This goes with the grace message we've been talking about. You say, well, I'm tired of hearing about that. I am sorry. We have got to get this where we believe what we believe. And if somebody pulled you over and said, what do you believe? Could you say what you believe? Well, we've got to get to the place where it's so inside of us, that's not even a question. I mean, there's a time, folks, you can ask some people, are you going to heaven? Well, I hope so. That used to be said more than a yes, I am. Well, you arrogant thing, what do you think? Well, no, it's not me. I'm dead. Christ is alive in me. He is my hope. I believe in the blood of Jesus. I know what the blood of Jesus did. I understand that I was a sinner. I understand that I still make mistakes. I understand that sometimes I'm pulled into things I don't want to be. I understand that sometimes my words become gossip. We all fall short of all this. But I know I have a Jesus that the blood was shed for me. And because I know that, it makes all the difference in how I am in my life. Because just the minute the enemy comes in, see, the enemy comes immediately to try to get you to not trust what the word says. He tries to bring you to a place where it didn't happen. But see, we go from the blood that's shed, but it was shed on the cross, but it was shed prior to the cross. They say in the commentaries, they know how he made it to the cross, but no normal human could have made it with the blood that he lost and with the body that he was beaten. That was all done for you and I, every one of us. Listen to what it says, New Living Translation. I'm getting where I like it because it's so easy to understand. Listen to this. 1 Peter 2:24, which we know that scripture, most of us. But listen to it in this one. He personally carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we can be dead to sin and alive to righteousness. He personally took my sins. It also says in other scriptures that he personally took my shame. It also says in other scriptures he personally carried every disease that was ever going to be on the earth on his body. And the end of that scripture, it says, by his stripes you were healed. This is all part of that believing package. This is all part of that trusting package. You say, well why are you on this? Because I don't care what you're going through, what's taking place, you've got to chase that back to the foundation of the blood on the cross. You've got to chase your heartache. You've got to chase your emotions. You've got to chase your bills. You've got to chase anything that goes on in your life back to, wait a minute, mind. That is fixed already. I am okay. This has been dealt with already. I'm not, Satan, get out of here. I know what he did for me. I've just got to get this thing back in line with what's really in me. I've got to come to that place of speaking only those things that are positive, only those things that are good. I've got to not blame everybody for my problems. We do that. We blame other people for our problems when your problem is not them. Your problem is you're not mature enough to handle them. See, when you get mad at somebody about something, you're the problem. You say, well, they did it. They can't do anything to steal what Christ did for you. Did you hear me? You will not walk through a graveyard and anybody jump up and get you. They're dead. We are, and I'm coming to that, we are also dead in Christ. You say, well, no, that person just offended me. You took it. You didn't have to take it. You have a free will. You go back to the foundation, the blood was for them too. You say, well, they don't deserve forgiveness. Oh, really? It says for the whole world. So we got to get this so in us, we got to recognize. Now, wait a minute. If the blood was good enough for me in my mess, then it must have been good enough for their mess. But you don't know my husband. You don't know my wife. You don't know my kids. It was good enough for them too. But you got to be mature enough to let them see the Christ in you. You got to be mature enough to let things go. You got to be mature enough to understand that the blood is enough and that the death on the cross was exactly what it was supposed to be. It was the final sacrifice. The blood was shed to the point where they took the spear and they lanced his side, and it says, the scripture plainly says that it poured out for you and I. Could you imagine being one of the guards? If they would have had any knowledge of what was taking place, the power of the blood and the power of the death, could you imagine what they would have thought when that blood come down and they got it on them? You say, well, no, folks, that blood was the final sacrifice. Scripture says that the blood cries out. There's life in the blood. You take your blood out and tell me how long you're going to last. But you take the blood of Jesus, and he did that for you and I. See, we got to grab this. So when stuff, tomorrow morning when you get up and you're running late and all of a sudden your mind starts whirling and you got to do this and you got to that, just back up and go, it's going to be all right. Somehow my phone this morning, I heard the alarm go off on my phone, and I usually know right where I lay it. I went, well, it's still going off. And I looked around, and I got up, and I looked around, and I got up, and it went off, 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 and finally it quit going off. Now I'm in trouble. I said, Connie, call my phone. I need to find my phone because I'm going to be going to work. Went to voicemail. No ring. Do you know there was a time when that would have ruined? You say, something silly is that? Come on. It become a joke because here we are just trying to get our eyes open and 6 o'clock in the morning, and some of you are saying, well, that's nothing. I get up at 4:30. I know, but my 6 is just as bad as your 4:30. Anyway, we found the phone. Just by chance, we found the phone. Just by Holy Spirit, we found the phone. See, he's always something as silly as that. I could have lost my... I was even trying to think who I could blame. And I'm the only one that touches my phone. But see, we got to recognize, we got to always go back. I mean, just get back to the roots. The blood was enough. The death was enough. But on top of that then, the Bible says that you believe that you died with him. And I don't even have that scripture right now with me. But then at the same time, you believe that you rose with him. You believe in the resurrection. That's when everything changes. When you believe, what do you believe? Folks, you have changed. At the death, in your believing, your lineage changed. You no longer are who you are. You now become a child of God because you believed in his death. But there's more to it. We go to the next phase, the resurrection, which it seems like people want to leave that out until it's Easter. The Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that you are a new creature in Christ. Now grab this with what I'm talking about. You're a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away. Behold, it says you are new. It didn't say you're rebuilt. It didn't say you got overhauled. It didn't say we're going to wait and see how. It didn't say you got to just get better and better and better and better. It said you're new. So you, if it says that, you got to believe that. If you believe that, then you got to believe that you believe that. So now I'm at a place where, all right, I'm having a problem in my life. I've got to real quick go back. Wait a minute, the blood took care. They're forgiven. I'm forgiven. Jesus died for my sins. It's taken care of. He was on the cross. He carried everything. But then I rose with him. And when I rose with him, now I am dead to all this stuff. And I am dead to this person that's trying to hurt me. And I am dead to this depression or this mental thing that's going on. It's covered. It's taken care of. I'm a new creature in Christ. Old things have passed away. I don't have to be mad at them. I don't know the whole story. But nothing. You have to go back to what you believe. If you're a new creature in Christ, then what are you doing fighting? If you're a new creature in Christ, what are you doing carrying the offense? If you're a new creature in Christ, you're not depressed. If you're a new creature in Christ, you're not bummed. If you're a new creature in Christ, get out of your control. I mean, I could go on, go on, go on, the things that are bothering us. If your gas tank runs out of gas, don't get excited. Just call someone to get some gas. If you run over a nail, just call for help. And you don't know who you're going to be witnessing to with a... Can I go into anything that goes on in our lives? It doesn't matter. If somebody's sitting in your seat tonight, it's not the end of the world, just sit in another seat. They all have the same faith. Everybody sits down without thinking about it. You don't even think, will this chair hold me? You'll sit down before you believe in what Christ did for you. Come on. You'll jump in your car. And the newer ones, when it starts up, you know you're on the way, and you believe that thing's going to take you wherever you need to go. As long as you put gas in it, I'm going. But we can't believe that the blood was enough. We can't believe that he died for our sins, and we're forgiven forever and ever and ever. Not just what you did. I used to think that. My teaching in my old church was that you repented, and he forgave you. So every time I knew that I messed up, I repented. But I didn't have an understanding that I was always messing up without knowing I was messing up. So what am I going to do about all those? But now that I've learned that grace covers my now and my future and my past, I know I'm forgiven. I just repent, Lord. I am so sorry. Thank you for forgiving me and help me to be stronger by the power that's inside of me. Help me to use the power and not the complaint. Help me to plug into the source and know that I've got it, and come to that place of understanding it's covered by the blood of Jesus. The cross, I believed in. The blood, I believe in. The resurrection, I think a lot of people don't, I think that's where they stop at the cross. You take the scripture, well, you got to carry the cross. You got to carry your cross. And no, you don't. You just believe in the resurrection, and your cross is carried. You come to the place of knowing, this man's not going to drive me crazy. I'm not going to let him. I'm just going to love him until he just turns inside out. You have the grace for it if you have purpose to go that way. And I'm not just talking about the husbands. I'm talking about everybody. Anything that comes against you. Well, things aren't going my way. Big deal. It will turn around. And if it don't, this is what saves me. If it don't, I'll be out of here someday. It's but a vapor. Why would I want to be an old grouch for the little time I've got here than to be somebody with joy? The little gal that was standing right here singing. I don't know her at all. But just the expressions, the expression and her excitement of her of doing what she's doing. Real or not real, I don't care. Be alive. Be excited. God's going to fix your problem. Let it happen. We're at a place now with Chris's situation. And I know I bring that up a lot, but that's where we live for 10 years. The 27th, keep that in prayer, at 1:30, there's going to be a decision on his life and our life. I'm excited, but I'm excited however things come out. It'll be all right. Why? Because my faith is not in nobody but Jesus. Did you hear me? And I know the blood did its job. Listen to me. And I know that he died on the cross for my sins. And I know that he rose again. And I know that by me believing in faith, I rose with him. So now that I'm placed a little higher than. That's what the Bible says, that if you believe all this, you are placed a little higher than the angels. See, in Hebrews it says that Jesus was placed lower than the angels in his death. But then, and we were there with him. But then we were placed with him above the angels. All of us have got a whole lot more help than we know we do, that we put to work. We've probably got thousands of angels just, I'm right here for you, but hey, boss, this guy here, you got anybody else that I could go help out? See, we've got everything we need. There's a power inside of us. We have to do. Our due, I don't want to say it that way, our due is his doo-doo, but our doing is his doing. Well, how do you? By believing that you really died with Christ, by believing that that old sin nature is taken care of, by believing that it's under you, by believing that the resurrection took care of it all now. You're on top of things. You're more than. But see, I believe that. Most of us don't really believe it 24/7. Most of us have got stuff that bugs us. Most of us through the day get mad at somebody we're working with. Most of us will get mad when somebody cuts you off in traffic. Most of us don't live that way like we should, but we can if we choose and know and understand the power that's in us. Back in Ephesians, it said to be enlightened. To be enlightened and understand what's going on there. And be enlightened and understand what he's done for you. Romans 6:11 says, let me just flip there real quick. Romans 6:11. It says, likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Understand and recognize that it's over. You're alive with God and not dead with sin. You say, well, I still sin occasionally. You will, but the minute something happens, go to the answer. The minute you do something and you recognize you did something, or even before, Lord, thank you that I have the life of Jesus. Thank you that when I get up today, getting ready to roll out of bed, Lord, thank you that whoever I run into, I just forgive them automatically. Lord, thank you that whoever tries to offend me, I'm just going to let it go. Lord, thank you that when I pick up the phone, thank you when I look on Facebook. When I look on Facebook, I'll know that all that stuff they're saying is really not true. A little throw out on Facebook, it's not all true. I don't know why people think it is. When you listen to the news, it's not all true. We had this scandal that's going on now that came out today, yesterday, where they were paying millions, one person paid $6.5 million to get their kid in a different college. One person, a movie star, paid right up to $500,000. It's called sin. It's called wrong. She's a good Christian lady that's on Hallmark movies all the time. You probably know her, but they're using her right now. Of the 50 people that got arrested, she's the one on the news. Now, she's wrong in what happened to her life. Her and her husband both got arrested. That's wrong. It's wrong. But she's got to be strong enough. You say, well, let's send her to hell? No. But she'll live hell on earth for a while. But she still has Christ to go back to. And she says, wait a minute, Lord, I'm so sorry that I let myself slip into this. I was just thinking about my child. Now, I don't know if she said this, but that's what I would say. Because I'd recognize, wow, I shouldn't have done this. Just to try to help my child get a good education, I went through an avenue that maybe she even thought it was okay. But she's the one that's going to be on the front page all the time now in the news. It's going to hurt her probably for the rest of her life. But listen to me. All she has to do is go back to the blood, go back to the cross, and go back to the resurrection and say, I know I'm forgiven because he died for me. I know I'm going to reap what I sow because that's what the word says. But Lord, thank you for the grace because I'm no longer that person. Yeah. I may have did that, but I'm not that person. I'm not really that person that did that. How many of you have done things, but you really know that you're righteous? All of us. See, we know because we've heard the word. We know that because of Jesus Christ, we have been made righteous in his eyes. We have been made in right standing. We can go to him anytime. The veil has been ripped for you and I. We can go to God anytime. We don't have to go to somebody to get to him. We go straight to him, and things are fixed and repaired because we understand they are, and we know they are. But you got to believe what you believe. We got to get back to the roots of what's going on. We got to understand this, taken care of. Colossians 1:13 says, he delivered us from darkness. Well, what's that mean? That means my old nature died. I've been delivered from sin. Well, how come you keep sinning? Because my old nature's still winning. And it'll probably win all the way to the end, to a degree. But the more I live in Christ who's in me, that power, that's what we're talking about. Understanding what's really inside of you. There's a power that can solve every problem in your life. There's a power that can put peace on your body 24/7. There's a power inside of you that you can lock inside of and lock into that you never have to worry. You can just go, I mean, you have your moment, But your moment is not an hour. Your moment is not a day. Your moment is not staying up all night. Your moment is just a moment. Let the moment, understand that it's taking, get back to the roots. I am a new creature in Christ. I am a new creature in Christ. Tell yourself you're a new creature in Christ. I am righteous because of him. I've been delivered out of darkness. I'm not living in the sin world anymore. Most that are in the sin world don't even know they're in the darkness. They don't even know they've been forgiven. See, because if they don't receive it, they're not getting it. Did you hear me? But once I said yes, see, we got to go back to what had happened. It's not a fix right now, Lord. What can I do to fix my job right now? What can I do to fix this right now? It's already been fixed. Lord, thank you for the blood. Thank you for it taking care. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for removing that sin in my life. Thank you for the grace to quit doing that. I mean, you take people, most everybody here is addicted to something, but some are addicted to worse things that can destroy them quicker. It's like I used to drink black coffee. Now I've noticed all of a sudden it gets 2 teaspoons of sugar. And Tina's always got candy in the office, and Connie's always got candy at home. See, I'm blaming somebody else for my problem. Come on. That's an addiction. The only way I can pull back is not in my power. I can't say, well, I'm not doing that again. It'll never happen. Because the power's in me, and I got to understand where my source is at. I got to always go back to my source and go, God, you got to fix this. Al lost his wife and going through the adjustment of not having the wife around. His only way he'll make it. My dad has been, how many years have been 2 days ago? 9 years. 9 years ago, mom died, 2 days ago. He's had to rely on God to get through. Because at 92, you start thinking, what's the use? Well, there is a big use. I need him. Everybody in the family needs him. We need him right here. I do need to move his chair closer, though. That gets his exercise. Everything is fixed already. I remember a man I used to work with, he listened to Kenneth Copeland before I did, and he come in one morning and he said, it's all been taken care of, Ron. I said, what? I thought he was talking about things of demise. Everything in your life, Jesus died for everything. Well, I was religious as they come. And I said, what were you talking about, man? He didn't fix my mess I'm in right now. Yes, he did. And me and him, Larry Garland, me and him had arguments over that for about a week, and I finally said, I'll find out. Well, I did. It says right here in the Word, it's all done. See, he's already been where I'm going. You don't know where you're going. You think you do. And you think you know what's going to take place. You have no idea what's going to happen at 8:30 when we're done here and you leave. You have no idea what's going to take place the next minute. None of us do. But God does, because he created everything and he was already here. And it's kind of like, I enjoy MASH, the sitcom that's old as can be. And I know, I watched some of the reruns over and over, and I know it's coming already, so I'm already laughing before it gets there. When Klinger comes out in his dress, I knew he was coming. See, is Klinger going to hell because he's dressing like a girl? No, Klinger's Klinger. Let Klinger be Klinger. I already knew he was going to come in and what Colonel Potter was going to say to him. I've already seen it, but I don't quit watching it. God's already seen you. And he said, listen, I already shed blood for you. My son, who is me, died. Now, he rose, but listen to me. In a little while, I will send you me. Let's get down to the bottom of this. See, Jesus, it says in the Bible, is sitting at the right hand of the Father. He was resurrected. But he sent him through a different form. That's why we believe in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. He sent him in a form of a spirit so he could be at everybody's house at the same time. Everybody that says, I believe that he died and he rose again, received the fullness of Christ, the power of the Holy Spirit. On your communing time and your worship time, you can talk to God. You can talk to Jesus. I do all, but I also get up, good morning, Holy Spirit. Because see, my Holy Spirit is within me. Earlier, sitting right there in that chair, I said, Holy Spirit, you have got to help me. I've had what a day. He knew what kind of day I had. He's already there. Just trust in me is basically what I got back. See, we've got to come to the place of not caring about everything else, just knowing that whatever you're going to go through, he's got you covered. What an exciting thing to understand that. I don't care. Listen, I don't care what it is. I don't care who you're working with or what's going on. When you get to the place of going, I know the blood was enough. I know that he died for my sins and I'm forgiven. And I know he rose and I rose too. I'm okay. Get that. Believe what you believe and then just start backing up and enjoying your day. Enjoying the people you work around. Cut up with them. Make jokes. The little guy that sang the first song, I never can think of it. Matthew. Me and Matthew, we're always, he's the only one I do that with. We're popping each other and trying to get the first blow in, just touching. He said, my birthday today, that's today. I said, how old are you? We're dancing around. He said, I'm 19. And I said, I'm 50 years older and I'm still getting you. Well, that's because, let's enjoy life. Some of you people, it's like you drink lemon juice and you never did quit drinking it. I mean, I can look out in the congregation sometimes and I wonder, what have they been drinking? I mean, quit carrying your problems. Quit getting mad at people. I mean, you have to deal with issues, but there's no sense carrying it past expressing your heart. Express how you've been hurt. There's nothing wrong with that. You know, what you did and what you said really hurt my feelings. You're forgiven, but I need to let you know. And even if they turn around and said, I did it on purpose. And they may. Good chance of it. Or they may say something that hurt you worse. You still cleared yourself. Now you can forget it. Anything out in the open, God's got it. You keep it secret, it'll eat your lunch. You'll think on it, and you become, Scripture tells us, so many Scripture today we could have had. Scripture tells us that whatever you hang around with is what you become. That's not just people. That's those thoughts. The lady that spent years with the apes, probably, truth be known, she got to being a lot like them in their actions and reactions because she hung with them every day. She wrote books on top of books about those apes. Why? Because she lived with them and become like them. I want to become like him. I'm a long way from being where I want to be, but I'm finding the secret to it is recognizing the basic things. We get all this theology and all this stuff that it's just knowledge. Let's get the understanding of what he did. The blood, the death, the resurrection. I don't care about the rest of it. Well, what do you believe with that, church? I believe he died for me and I rose. That's what I believe. Well, do you believe that this and this and this and this? And I don't know. That's too deep for me. I've had people upset with me because I don't teach on Revelations. You teach it. Yeah, I mean, I could teach it if I took the time to do the study that it would take to teach it right. I could teach it, but I know I'm going out with him. I know it's okay. I know it's good to read because he tells us we're blessed to read, but he didn't say I had to teach it. Now, if he tells me that, he'll equip me. Why? Because he's inside of me and he takes care of me. You just do what he tells you to do. You come to that place of understanding. 2 Corinthians 5:7. I got to wrap it up. 2 Corinthians 5:7 says that we walk by faith, not by sight. See, Satan will attack everything where your assurance is at. Especially hard on women. Because part of what a woman needs is security and know she's going to be taken care of. And the enemy will come along and try to take that away. A quick side note that just come to me. We were talking about Saturday morning prayer. Why we cover so many bases. A woman will pray, "Oh Lord, thank you for the river that flows and the reeds that are ruffling by and the palm trees that are hanging by and all the beauty and splendor of the sunsets across the river." And the man will say, "Lord, thank you for the river." That's why some of your marriages don't get along very well. You don't understand each other. But see, but when you get the power of God inside you, you are what God made you. And that's where you're supposed to relax and be. Allow Him to take care of it. See, it's folks, it's all by faith. That's the crazy part. Every bit of it's by faith. He even says, you know, power's knowing that the sacrifice is done already. Power's knowing that you can have the knowledge. The Bible, even a place in James, it says, if you need wisdom, ask. Well, you don't, I didn't say ask your neighbor or, you know, it's funny how people go for, they're in money problems and they'll get counseling from somebody that's in debt. Yeah. I mean, you know, yeah, or they have marriage problems and they go talk to somebody that's already been through 17 divorces. I mean, come on, go to your source, go to the answer. Understand that He died for you. He went to the cross for you. You're covered. You resurrected. You are now not there. You are here. See, when you start seeing yourself up here, it's a different place in your life. You see the problem, but you know there's answers. You don't let the problems pull you down with the problem. You're above the problem because you got the answer. You may not have it immediately. You may not have the answer to the problem. You may never see the answer. Hebrews 12 shows us that a lot of the faith people never did see their answer, but they knew the answer was there. That means they got the answer later. But they still stood and walked in happiness and joy and peace, knowing that it's going to be taken care of. See, I'm going to die one of these days, but I know where I'm going. So why would I want to ruin every day I've got here? And I do a lot of them. I mess them up a lot. But they're getting shorter, a little more exciting than it used to be. All this Christian life's hard. If it is, you're making it hard, because it's not hard. If you know the foundation. Well, yeah, they're all hypocrites. I have one person say, I don't come to your church because you're all hypocrites. And I said, well, if you would have came there, just would have been one more hypocrite. We're all hypocrites to a degree. Come on, let's get real. Well, I'm holier than thou. Oh, grow up. See, the power is knowing that you have resurrected with Him. The power is knowing that I died with Christ. The power is knowing that I'm on top of it. The power is knowing. You know, when something hits, just go to the answer. Go to the power. Plug in. I mean, you've got a vacuum cleaner at home that, unless it's a rechargeable, even a rechargeable, you have to plug it in eventually. It will not fix itself until you, it will not run until I want to be plugged in. Let's look at John 15, and then we're going to close. I'm really going to buy a little, I'm going to get something in the sound system that sounds like pages ruffling. That when I say that, it's going to go. John 15, not even for sure where I want to go. Well, 7, if you abide in me, my words abide in you. You will ask what you desire, and I shall be done for you. By this, the Father is glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciple. And we can back up in there. If anyone abides in me, in verse 6, his branches are cut off. That's just cleaning. I mean, verse 4, abide in me and I in you, as a branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. How do I abide? Just believe that it's done. Don't let the problems of life be in charge. Let this be in charge. You say, well, but it didn't change. Yes, it will. And if it don't, you still have to be in peace. Why? Because you're above all of that. Well, you don't know what they said. You're above all of that. But you don't know what they did. You're above all of that. But you don't know how crooked everything is. You're above all of that. Father, I thank you. Lord, I thank you that we are going to get to the place where it does not matter what goes on around about us. Anything that takes place, we'll back up. We'll give it to you knowing that we're above the situation, above the problem, knowing that you've already died for that situation. You've already taken care of that situation. Our place is just to trust in you in everything that goes on in our life. Father, the word says that we will have tribulation. The word says that these things will come and go. But the Father, the word also says that as we abide in you, you abide in us. And Father, we know that the blood was enough. And we know that the cross had a purpose to take care of everything that would ever happen to us. And we thank you that as Jesus died and we believed in that, we then also believe that he rose again and we are above all the problems on this earth. And we thank you for everything that's going on in our lives. Everything. Father, we thank you for everything that's going on because we know your word says that you will work all things for good to those who love the Lord. Father, we thank you for everything that's going on today. We trust in you. We give you all the praise in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. Call you blessed. You are dismissed. Give somebody a hug before you leave tonight. If you need prayer for anything, we'll be up front.
We're ready to go, and no, we can't stop now. It's deep inside of our bones, consuming me like a magnetic pole. It's supernatural, so supernatural.